Hello, welcome to Star Wars Spelt Out. I'm your host, Josh Chapman, and today we're back. It's Ahsoka season, I suppose. We're a week out from Ahsoka. And to gear up for Ahsoka season, we've got the regular review crew. I've just coined that phrase then, the review crew. here to get excited, talk about what we're thinking in the lead up here. Let's just get them on. You know them all, Catherine and Matt. How's it going, guys?
Yeah, it's good. It's good. Trying to get excited, trying to get pumped.
Wow, what an intro.
That's about 1% of what you had for Andor. Good old faithful Catherine Neen, back as always.
Well, it's a testament to Catherine that even if she's not 100% pumped, she fronts up fronts up every week anyway. So you know, even if the she's not that excited by the new season or yet to be excited, she's still here. On the other hand, we're not doing a video here. Matt Mull is coming cosplay.
I've been waiting months to use this Etsy purchase, and it's come good. I've got my Grand Admiral plaque, my Grand Admiral name. This blue season. This is me. It's me and Jimmy Dice's time. We're so pumped.
Could you imagine? So it's just for the people back home. You are wearing it's like a black zip up with an Admiral thing.
Grand Admiral.
But it's have you just bought the insignia. It's not like Lucas.
This is just a Peruvian jumper.
Okay, I wasn't sure. I'm looking at it going, is this some weird like chis shit on the arms of this that I don't know?
No. It's just a bit cold in here. So.
Right. So we've just rugged up. You haven't gone the blue face paint or anything yet.
Not yet. I'm in between blue paint. My paint guy's working on it right now.
I mean, we could kick off noticeably. And maybe we'll know this when this is downloaded, but we don't have a name for this season. Like, obviously, we had Mando on the Run for the Mando season. We had I Want to Be Andored for the Andor season. Yep. We don't have an Ahsoka name. I'm really struggling to find an Ahsoka name. So I thought I'd throw it out to the floor.
Chiss and tell.
Well, I had the best I could come with was Ahsoklahoma, you know, like the musical.
Slow-clahoma.
No. Or one from Matt Frost was Super Soaker.
Yeah.
No good.
That's used a lot.
Is it?
Yeah.
Super Soaker. Really?
Yeah. There's jokes. Yeah.
What about Thrawn Stars?
That's good.
Yep.
That's good.
Yeah.
No one's done that.
Hey, now you're a Thrawn Star.
Somebody. Yeah, all right. Hey, Matt Frost, if you're listening, you want to do the theme song? You want to cover Smash Mouth? Well, do you do Thrawn Stars or do you know, hey, now you're a Thrawn Star? Oof. Is that too early 2000s?
No, that'll work. That'll definitely work.
That probably takes the edge off a little bit because I don't want to do some weird Photoshop of like a naked blue guy, you know that, like if I do hey now you're a Thrawn Star,
yeah it people will then get the reference,
although that's all star, isn't it, not porn star though, so it's not quite as maybe it needs to be workshopped a little bit. Maybe we'll see what comes out the wash in the photoshopping.
It all comes down to the photo.
It might be a font-only logo. That's what it'll be. All right. Well, there you go. Meeting adjourned. That was a lot easier. I'm glad I did that up front rather than later on. How's everybody going? How's your Star Wars life going, guys? Catherine, I know you're counting down to Andor. I know the strike is potentially pushing out every day you count down, so it's almost that thing where you're ticking a day off and another day might be just appearing at the end of it.
Yes, however, I fully support the writers and actors in the strike, even if it does delay Andor, because they should be all paid fairly and have good conditions.
Matt, how are you going, mate?
Yeah, been good. Just enjoying this little bit of a lull from Star Wars in between... You know, the last show. I mean, you know, Mando finished on a bit of a downer. Like, I don't know, just didn't live up to our expectations. And it just wasn't that good compared to...
Andor.
What we had. Andor, exactly. And, you know, I've just been updating the collection. My son is obsessed with Star Wars now. He's just like, Chewbacca, 3PO, R2, hands in my toys all the time. And I've sort of been using that to buy more toys to offset the toys that he keeps mucking around with and playing and getting all his dirty little mitts on. But, we're having a good time together. He's a big Star Wars fan, and I love it.
You're living the dream now. You're just easing your way into the living the dream. But you're opening your stuff though anyway, don't you? So it's not like
I do. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not like you're gonna go, oh no, you opened my Black Series Boba Fett.
Well, I mean, before I was trying to just let him to play with the pops and stuff, but now he's like he wants to play with the Kenner and
keep him away from the Kenner or get the retros, get the repros at least.
I know, but now he's obsessed with lightsabers, so I have to hide them now because he's just so attached to them. So my lightsabers are hidden, and
Go to Target and get a couple of plastic ones to whack around.
That's the plan.
Cool, man. So, Ahsoka starts next week or a week out. Is anybody else getting burnt on TV spots or even just TV spots in general? Like, I haven't been watching them, but I guess because they're a TV spot, they're fair game. So people just talk about what's in TV spots.
I was the TV spot that came out just a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
I hadn't watched it. And then, a few hours later, that was... Big spoilers, just written plain text.
What spoilers are written?
Can we? Oh, you know, about the person.
I mean,
who
we all kind of know who's in it. I mean, we all. It's got a Hayden Christensen voiceover in it.
No, so what's happened is everyone was like, when it came out, they said, oh my God, someone from Disney's getting fired. They just released Anakin Skywalker's going to be in Ahsoka. But that dialogue is the dialogue from Tales of the Jedi when he's training. It's Matt Lantner's voice, or Matt Lantner's text of when he's training Ahsoka to fight against Order 66. But Hayden Christensen has done the dialogue. So it's not new dialogue. It's just
If Hayden's recorded it now, he wouldn't have just done it. They've obviously recorded it to use it in the show.
Well, maybe.
Well, they've recorded it to use it in the trailer, if nothing else.
Well, he was in his voice was in The Rise of Skywalker, and we didn't see him. So I don't get your hopes up.
Oh, look, it'll be at least his voice, I suppose. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's a question in itself, and I suppose you can start there. It's sort of, I mean, do you guys think that it's going to kind of, like, I don't know anything about the plot. I know it's going to have the Rebels crew in it. I know it's going to have Thrawn in it. Do you think it's going to kind of play out how you think it's going to play out? Ahsoka meets back up with the Rebels crew to investigate Thrawn and find Ezra at the end? Or do you reckon it's going to take some twists and turns? And if you know something, Matt, don't say what it is.
I haven't watched Reddit. I haven't got any spoilers. I am going in completely blind because I don't like to be spoiled. Although I did hear... I think it's interesting because from what you can sort of read from the trailers, you've got Morgan Elsbeth, which is Thrawn's sort of apprentice, and... Those Baylon Skull and Shin Hati are sort of mercenaries that are working for her. And, you know, people are speculating, oh, is Thrawn going to come at the beginning or the end? Mm. Like, is this a season? Is this a one season, one and done? I don't think so. But what they said today is it's got a serialized story from 1 to 8. It's not like Mando where one person has a go and then they do another story. It's not 8 individual stories. It's one storyline from start to finish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Probably very Andor-esque.
Yeah.
I'm excited. It should be good. I don't know what to expect, honestly. I'm a bit perplexed because, I mean, I know we're going to look for Ezra. If Thrawn is back, Ezra is back, but what happened in between? What was the dialogue? What did they get up to? Is he good? Is he bad? Is he evil?
Is he there from the start? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. What do you reckon, Catherine? Are you trying to dig too deep into it, or are you just kind of like just take me on the ride, man?
Yeah, I mean, I'm interested in the whole Thrawn side because obviously back in the day I read The Heir to the Empire, that trilogy with Thrawn, the introduction. They were great. And I've read all of the new EU Thrawn books and they're fantastic. So I'm really interested in the Thrawn side of it. So I'd like to see what he was up to, but, you know, I'd like to have seen more of what he did during the Empire days, but don't think we're going to see that here.
Yeah, is it going to be his plan that they're trying to foil, or is he just a background character at the moment, kind of just, you know, biding his time, and, you know, this thing with Ray Stevenson and his apprentice or whatever is more the thing in the middle. I mean, I know that they seem to be giving too much away, which is good, but I'd like to see some curveballs being thrown in here.
Yeah. So are we seeing the grand plan of Thrawn uniting the divided empire? Or, you know, is he leading the way to the First Order or to something like that? Or is he just part of some other plan and then it will lead to his region of space, the Chiss region of space, wild space, which, you know, I want to see that, the Chiss Ascendancy and all the big bads from there, like really firm up why did Thrawn leave, like exile himself from the Chiss Ascendancy.
So he's out now, isn't he? So it's established, it was already established in Mando, like he's out and about, Thrawn. Like he's not hidden. Like he's actually making moves, or he's talking to people. People know that he's around. Because they had that like round table thing with all the holograms and they're basically dropping
the Dark Shadow Council or something.
Yeah, right. They gave themselves a cool name. The Shadow Council. So, like you said, if he's out, Ezra's out in theory. Unless Ezra's just been left behind.
Yeah, in wherever they went via Purgle.
Maybe he's not. Maybe they kill him off. Maybe they find... Maybe the way that they discover Thrawn's out and they flashback is that Ezra's, like, gone. Like, I don't know. He feels like the hardest one to pull off in the show. Maybe it's because we just haven't seen them. Like, we've seen Hera, we've seen Sabine, we've seen Chopper, we've seen Zeb. You know, we've only seen a little hologram of Ezra. I don't know. I kind of feel like he's the hardest sell in live action.
Well, I think also because he's been so distant in the trailers, that it might all, I think everything might lead up to the eventual return. I mean, if they bring Grand Admiral Thrawn in the first episode, great, awesome, can't wait for it. But I feel like, if anything, it's coming at the end.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, this is why I'm just wondering,
I
mean, if he's...
Trust me, I want it now. Give it to me. Give it to me first 10 seconds.
Like they just open with it, basically.
To open with it, yeah. On the Star Destroyer's hull. Bang.
Do you reckon they'll like have to explain what, like, the lead up, or they'll just kind of, because like there's gonna be plenty of people who watch this who are just like, well, I watched Star Wars live action, Star Wars Disney Plus, you know, I watch Mandalorian, I'll watch this show, but who aren't watching Rebels and know who the hell all these people are, and there'll be a level of somewhat introduction. But if they go, so the blue faced guy and the young Jedi guy were whisked away on by space whales, and that's why they weren't here. It feels like it might take a little bit of explaining, or maybe you just don't.
I would love to see them redo that scene in live action.
They just recreate it.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. It would be interesting if they redo some of those rebel scenes in live action.
I agree.
Be very interesting.
Yeah.
I want to see a live action Bendu.
Oh, with what's his name?
Tom Baker,
the third Doctor?
Fourth Doctor.
Ooh. Oh yeah, of course. Close. Sorry, I was close.
But there's another Doctor as well, isn't Hu Young?
Yeah, David Tennant, 10th and 14th Doctor.
I have never watched Doctor Who ever. Not one.
Oh well. Maybe you can get into it. You got a little bit of catching up to do. There's like 60 years worth of shows.
Jesus.
That'd be fun if we come back next time to record and you just don't have your Thrawn stuff off and you just got your Doctor Who cosplay on. You're like, I fell down the rabbit hole. Here's my fez and here's my scarf and
Here's my telephone box or something. Is that a thing in Doctor Who?
Yeah, the police box.
Yeah.
Oh, police box. Yeah.
This is not a Doctor Who podcast. The Rebels stuff is going to be interesting. Have anybody done a rewatch? I know a few people. I know Hawes is doing a rewatch at the moment. I haven't certainly gone back and rewatched since it finished. I'm kind of wondering whether I should like watch the finale or something to fire myself up.
I haven't. I've watched it plenty of time, but I think you could just watch season 3 and 4.
I was thinking like one episode, maybe not going back and watching two whole seasons, but I've only got a week.
Two whole season. Got a week? That's just put some good time in.
Well, once the World Cup ends, you know, on Sunday, I will have a lot more time to myself, but we'll see how we go. I don't know about this. I mean, I still think Chopper looks weird in live action. It feels like it was a droid that was designed for cartoons and not for real life.
This is not his first live action, though.
I know, but I don't think he looks any less weird. Like, even when I've seen like, when you go to Celebration, they've got all, like, the droid builders and stuff. And I think in London there was a Chopper out there with the R2s and things. The Chopper droid just looks like a, I don't know, like a recreated cartoon droid rather than the other way around.
Is it because of the arms?
I think it's just how wide he is as well. Mm. And just, sort of, I don't know. It just feels
like... He looks okay.
Yeah. I just think, like, if you take Ahsoka and you put her in live action, you obviously have to make caveats for it to work on a real human being and all that kind of stuff. You know, obviously they made the head tails a different size and they did a bunch of different stuff. But it feels like they just copied Chopper exactly how he is in the cartoon and the dimensions just look a bit weird. But I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the Disney Galleries thing will get me wrong and they'll do a whole thing about how they had to change stuff. I don't know.
Where's the Andor Galleries?
Well, thank you for saying it. I don't know.
Here indeed.
Why would they not give us that? That was the best show.
Gilroy's holding his pout. He doesn't want to show how the sausage is made until it's all done, I reckon.
You know, can you imagine the deep dive on the production design, the locations, the writing, the acting? God, there's so much. The costumes. Oh, I just rewatched. I finished the Ferrix arc last night. Oh God, it's good. So good.
So is this contributing to the less excitement for?
You haven't watched Rebels, but you watched Andor again.
Yes.
He's like, I know what I'm getting. I know I'm getting quality some quality TV in. Look, I've got. I reckon it's going to be good, Ahsoka. And I think the fact that Dave Filoni is running, like, it all lives and dies on him. He's writing the whole thing. Is he directing the whole thing or is he just writing the whole
thing? No, he's directing episode 1 and 5, and then there's Stephanie Green or someone doing 2 and 3, and I saw someone else, and then Rick Fumiyama's doing episode 8, and yeah, I only briefly saw it come up on my scroll.
I think, is Carrie Beck, who was heavily involved in Rebels,
yeah.
Is she involved in this as well, like 100%. The writing?
Okay. Carrie Beck's definitely. Like, she was in the video this morning. Like, yeah. They just released the thing on Masters and Apprentices, and yeah, Carrie Beck is big in Star Wars.
Yeah, yeah.
I see her name after every Rebels and Clone Wars episode, and I was like, but I finally saw what she looked like today.
Mm.
So no, she's in the most recent video.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not familiar with her. I mean, I know she's probably been on a whole bunch of behind-the-scenes stuff. I'm like, oh, yeah, cool, there she is. But, I mean, you know, Filoni is the driving sole creative force of this. These are his babies. This is the thing that he's always wanted to do. He's probably been saving some story beats and stuff for a while here to put it in this show. So I'm expecting him to go, you know, balls to the wall, so to speak.
Yeah, do you think he has, you know, a big overall planning mind going to that movie of his?
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
I mean, which probably also means knowing that that movie exists, and not that there's any guarantees, but Thrawn's probably going to make it to that movie and probably could be, like, the big bad and all of that.
Could be. will be.
Right. Well, that does mean that the rest of the show means that you know that he's not going to eat it in the show. So whether that means that he's somewhat disconnected from the story, maybe not even interacting with most of the main characters, kind of like pulling the strings in the background, which is probably why you've got these, you know, people like Ray Stevenson's character sort of doing the dirty work.
That'll definitely be interesting how Ray Stevenson's character goes with, you know, everything that's happened, which is, you know, such a shame that he's passed on.
Yeah, so it's implied that he was a Jedi. And it seems like it's sort of implied also that he, maybe not friends with Anakin Skywalker, but knew him. But he'd probably be, I don't know how old Ray Stevenson is, probably in his mid-50s or maybe early 60s when he passed away.
Mid-60s.
Was he that older? Okay, so he was a little bit older. He would have been a little bit older than Darth Vader, than Anakin then, but not by much. They probably would have been peers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he was he was part of the Jedi Order and then escaped the Order 66 Purge and is now a mercenary for hire, sort of Force-sensitive.
And that's the explanation behind, like, the orange blade, isn't it? That it's not full-on red for Sith, but it's that little bit of tinge. He's a red,
kind of just doing his own thing, not really, you know.
He's
dipping his toe.
Yeah.
I feel like if you're killing people, you're a Sith. Like, oh no, I'm not Jedi, but I'm not Sith, but I'm just murdering people, and that's still cool.
I don't know. Obi-Wan murdered plenty of people in that Obi-Wan show.
Who did he murder?
Like stormtroopers.
Stormtroopers are puff. They're in it. Yeah, okay. If they attack you, you're good.
He drowned a bunch of them. You know, killed a few people along the way.
Yeah, but it's Obi-Wan. It's okay.
Yeah, right. Well, this is the hypocrisy that drives people to the edge, Matt. This is the whole thing.
I mean, you know, it's Star Wars Rebel is just in modern day terrorist. But big deal. Moving on.
the body count in Rebels, can I just say, is very high. The amount of stormtroopers they kill.
Oh, knock them off like that without a second thought.
Chopper kills a lot. Like, he's just killing them left, right, and center.
He was killing droids indiscriminately, remember?
Yeah.
Just knocking them off ships.
So do you reckon we're going to have, it's only 8 episodes, as Jimmy Dice reminded repeatedly on their thing the other day. I mean, that does hopefully mean it's going to be quite focused. I don't think we're going to get any kind of wacky detours going to planets with Jack Black and stuff like that. I think it's going to be pretty, like you said, if it's a serialized thing, Matt, they're not going to sort of veer off too much, I don't think.
I think we're going to get Taylor Swift and Eminem in one episode.
Well, I can think of a few people that would be happy with that. Eric Struthers and Marie from Sisters from Savers, they'd be very happy if there was a Taylor Swift Eminem Star Wars crossover. Jeez.
Chomping at the bit. Yeah, Lizzo. All these new stories are not... They're not looking good. Actually, Frosty sent me a message saying, thoughts are with you, Matt, you big Lizzo fan. Not a good time to be a Lizzo fan or something like that.
They always get you the end. You live long enough to be a hero long enough or you hang around long enough to become the villain.
True. True that.
That's the way it goes. Look, I can't say I've even gone back and rewatched Mando Season 3 yet. I'll get around to it at some stage, but...
It's not at the top of my list.
No, there's new Star Wars that comes out next. Like new Star Wars that comes out next week. I mean, that's something in itself, really, that we should all be, getting pretty pumped up for. Then we've got the rest of the crew. I haven't seen anything of Zeb in any of the trailers, or I haven't watched all the TV spots. But I haven't seen him yet. Is it a matter of big CGI character used sparingly? You know, puppet from the back of the head, mate. You know, using shooting a puppet from the back kind of thing.
Well, you know, he's a pilot for the New Republic. Everyone else sort of seems far more loosely aligned with the New Republic, say, so maybe he's not completely available. But, yeah, maybe using him sparingly because he is so computer-generated. Mm. He has to be.
Yep.
So they've found a way to minimise how much they had to use him.
Have they done any computer-generated characters in any other shows? I mean, they've certainly used computers to, you know, clean up puppets and all that kind of stuff. And have they done a fully CG character in any of the other shows? I can't think of one. Like, surely, you know, I know there's like monsters and, you know, all that kind of crap. But as far as somebody just sitting there yakking along
the
with
space a crocodile.
Yeah, space crocodile, space worm, space bird.
Space condor. No, I can't think of any at the moment.
Golem? Not off the top of my head.
No, I'm talking in the TV shows. Golem. Yes. No, but I mean, nothing springs to mind. So it's not sort of, it seems like most.
I mean, they've had like loth cats and stuff in Andor.
Yeah, but they haven't sort of had walking, talking, CG characters sort of hanging, you know, sharing a scene. Jar Jar Binks style or...
Luke Skywalker.
Well, yeah, I guess.
But that was a human face, though.
Yeah, but it was probably the closest to a CG character. You're right, Catherine. Yeah, but I mean, the thing about this also is that there actually hasn't been like a... I keep thinking in my head, like every time there's like a you jump between eras, you know, like if you go from like the prequels to the originals to the originals to the sequels, it's always like... Oh, you know, Phantom Menace is like 25 or 20 years before Star Wars. Force Awakens is like 30 years after Return of the Jedi. This is like 5 years or something after the Rebels finished, isn't it? 5 or 6 years, depending. It's 3 years after Jedi.
5 years after Return of the Jedi.
I thought it was only like 3 years after.
No, it's literally...
As time part, like 2 more years has passed post... Because Mandalorian was like 3 years after Return of the Jedi.
No,
that's
Mandalorian
what you all
figured
out. Time in Mandalorian was very wibbly wobbly timey wimey.
Yeah.
To quote Doctor Who. Remember there was that whole thing that came out about how long
Grogu had trained
Grogu trained for 2 years with Luke.
He was barely there for the weekend. Let's come on.
Well, Luke spent 5 days on Dagobah, but calm down.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't feel like, you know, the characters can't be that far differently from where we left them, really, you know.
Well, I think this is how this time frame is literally like after the Ahsoka Boba Fett appearance. So it's on the same timeline as Mando season 3 and Skeleton Crew and all that. Mm. And the pirates you'll see in Skeleton Crew.
Yeah, right. Well, God. That's all right. I don't mind that. Yeah, why not? But I'm looking forward to that too. But I guess the what's his name will be the giveaway. Was it Hera and Kanan's son, Mr. Greenhair?
Jason
Syndulla. You know, so that'll be the passage of time. So it'll be, you know, if he's 7, it'll be 7 years that's passed. If he's 4 years has passed.
Yeah, since. But remember, Rebels ended before the Battle of Endor. Not the Battle of Endor, Battle of Yavin.
Yeah.
Like a year or so? A couple of years?
I thought it like butted right up to it.
Maybe a New Hope to Return of the Jedi is like 4 to 5 years.
Yeah.
So Rebels, Jason will be 10.
Oh, right. I thought New Hope to Empire was a year and then Empire to Jedi was 2 years.
2 or 3. Yeah, I think it's about 4 from... And a new Battle of Yavin to Death Star 2.
Right. 7. Yeah, okay. Okay.
Yeah. So 9 or 10. 9 or 10.
9 or 10. 9 or 10. But everyone's not...
20, and then 20 years till Force Awakens. So
yeah,
still got a good gap. Good gap.
Yeah, there's still plenty of story to fill in there. Yeah, okay. Just trying to do the maths here. Yeah.
Get the Emperor's cloning stuff in there, you know.
God, the furious backpedaling. I could deal with that. I could really deal with any like no clone stuff. Like either go all in or have it all be all about cloning. Like do the was it the Mount Tantus clone thing? Do Luke Skywalker? Do all of it or do none of it?
Well, this will be the first time ever in Star Wars that we are going to have. Lightsaber combat female to female.
Why did you make that sound? Like your tone in your voice was so
serious.
Yeah, sure.
Well, I just saw something on the videos this today saying it's the first time we'll ever see two female combatants go head to head. It's never happened before. It's exciting. It's Women's World Cup. You know, now we've got Star Wars is liberated too.
It's
five million people might tune in to watch this fight.
It's the England versus Australia versus the Matildas of lightsaber battles.
Isn't this actress Swedish though? Like,
what? Oh yeah. Well, one of the Sabine's Australian though, isn't it? Isn't
Sabine's Australian. We almost had Australia versus Sweden.
No, Sweden just got bundled out about half an hour before we got on. So that's not going to
again.
That's not going to. That's not going to fly. Sorry, everybody. Cool. Right on. I'm all for that. I'm just trying to think of other stuff that's in Rebels that Filoni's going to like drop in here. Like, are we
Loth Wolves?
Yeah, Loth Wolves, right. Bendu, those little owl things.
Lothal. Are we going back to Lothal?
Yeah, all of that.
Didn't we see that in the trailer? Like the tower and that cool
But you saw
road?
Them sort of just dry flying off, like leaving quickly.
Puffer pigs? Are we going to see puffer pigs?
I got to get that back from my son.
Hondo
and Naka?
They could just get that creepy animatronic from Galaxy's Edge and put him in there.
He's good.
If we see Hondo, that would make my day. Like, he was great. I'm sorry. I love the animatronic.
Does the guy who does Hondo's voice, could he pass as Hondo if you put the makeup on? Like, is he sort of like built the same or?
I have no idea. I'd have to look him up.
Yeah. You know, Well, I mean, they did Cad Bane. It was just the guy did the same voice, but I think it was somebody else underneath there. So
they just had a body and then a voice.
Yeah, oh look, I'd be deaf. Oh, you know, I like Hondo. Yeah. Why not?
But in Smuggler's Run in the ride, you see Hondo also on the video screen. So I'm just wondering,
do they shoot the animatronic or is it? I don't know. Is that just the animatronic talking or is it? I don't know.
No, it's
I think I was too excited to pay attention to do it.
No, because at the end, he's like telling you off for not flying very well and that Chewbacca's going to be very unhappy.
Oh, yeah. That was probably me. I can't remember what I was doing, if I was pulling up or pulling down or left or right. I don't remember. Matt, I think I was flying with you on Smuggler's Run, as I recall. I think we were just frantically pushing buttons, trying to.
Oh, I wasn't even aware what my job was. I didn't even realize I was the pilot or something. I thought I was the engineer or something.
Which is why we were just like on a downward. It's like, hey, put the doors up, you idiot.
We crashed a lot.
Yeah, we did crash a lot. If it could end, we would have. If there was a way to blow the ship up, we would have blown it up.
We did.
Well, we did, but we still finished the ride, though. It's not like it blows up halfway through and they just say, all right, you're out, idiot.
you suck, get
back
off.
Of the queue for another half an hour.
We skipped the line, remember? Because you're so impatient, Josh.
Oh, yeah.
You were pushing in all day.
Yeah, right. That's not exactly how I remember it, but... speaking of, you know, Galaxy's Edge, you know, Hayden Christensen, Anakin Skywalker.
Don't...
Do you reckon it'll just be flashbacks? Flashback CG faced Anakin?
No, I think he's coming back.
You think he's doing Force Ghost Anakin?
I think we'll see Force Ghost Anakin and we're going to see flashback Anakin as well.
Ah, too far.
Force Ghost Anakin just feels like it opens up a whole can of worms.
Why?
Well, you know, like he didn't show up in the later movies. I mean, I know his voice was there. Maybe
I mean, he was there in Return of the Jedi in the special edition in the non-Yub Nub. Maybe Force Ghosts only show up to people that are meaningful to them.
Exactly. Yes. Maybe he was there. He was always there. He just wasn't ready to see him.
I kind of like the idea that, I don't know. I think the fact if Luke was... talking to Anakin on the regular, it just seems a bit weird. That somehow that relationship would carry on in this weird, like he'd basically have to forge a relationship with a guy he doesn't know. He only knew him one way. And then all of a sudden he's like, well, sorry about all that trying to kill you and being evil. And
sorry, I've only got time for Ahsoka. I don't have time for you, Luke.
Even if they like had Anakin and then he was just like, you know what, this is the last you're going to hear from me. I'm checking out. Like, which I think they did in the books with Obi-Wan, in the old canon. Yeah. I think he's like, well, I'm done with this. This is the last you're going to hear from me. This is too much of a pain.
I think it was like, in Heir of the Empire in those books. Obi-Wan tells Luke, yep, this is it. I can no longer keep coming back. And I think there was a few times, yeah, the ghost was sort of getting thinner and thinner. And he's like, yeah, this is it. I can't come back anymore.
See, I'd actually almost be for that. That basically he does, like, let him come back. Let him have a conversation with Ahsoka. You know, relay some important information. Tell her that she can do it. Or she's had the power in her all along or whatever it's going to be. And then he's like, you know what? I'm checking out. This is the last you'll be chatting, hearing from me. Because then if I just kind of feel like if you put an Anakin ghost in this, then it's just going to be like, when's this damn Anakin ghost going to turn up in the rest of all the crap from now till the end of time?
Yeah. Why didn't he turn up to tell Ben, no, don't idolize Vader?
Yeah. And I kind of feel like that's more appropriate time. I mean, I don't know what the plot is in this. I don't know, you know, the appropriate use of his time or whatever. But, you know, is he just going to be happy, smiley Anakin, or is he conflicted Anakin? I mean, he was always a bit, of a, you know, grump, even when he was on the good side of the Force. So, yeah, I don't know. Is he going to be in the weird robes that definitely weren't his, that they've just CG'd his head on? You know how they basically just put him in those...
On Sebastian Shaw's
body. Yeah, the robes that he never wore. Do you think he'll update his wardrobe? He's like, well, I'm more comfortable back in my traditional, you know, Revenge of the Sith black tunic kind of thing.
You've got a tailored fit.
Yeah, they haven't just put me in the good guy, in the good clothes.
The itchy Sebastian suit.
Yeah.
His robes are always darker than the other Jedi.
Yeah, but in Return of the Jedi, he's just got the same one as Obi-Wan because they've just stuck his head on. Yeah.
Well, he's got to be dressed as a moisture farmer.
Yeah, exactly. And I want him to have the hair as well. Like, I don't... I want to see the... You know, he's got to have the...
They need to de-age him properly this time as well. You can't look like the 40-year-old apprentice.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that they're probably conscious of that. Do you think that... I mean, that also means that, you know, if they do flashbacks, it won't be Rosario Dawson playing Ahsoka. It'll have to be somebody age-appropriate.
Yeah, well, there's... have you seen The House of Dragon?
Yes, yeah. I have.
So reportedly, the one who played one of the twin girls, the daughter,
The blonde ones.
No, no, the silver-haired one.
Yeah. They were sort of like dark skin with white hair or whatever. Yeah.
So she's playing a young. She's got a credit for Ahsoka. They say that they think that she's going to play Ahsoka in a flashback.
Oh, yeah.
And you say you haven't been on Reddit.
Not on Reddit. I've just looked at the credits. Credits. Not Reddits.
No Reddits, credits.
And your best bulletin here and there. No, well, that's so I think we might see a young Ahsoka scene. That'd be exciting.
Mm. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Well, you're going to have to fill in some gaps.
You're dropping a Sky Guy.
You're going to have to see some sort of fill the gaps for the normies.
Yeah.
And... we'll give you just enough so that you can.
But if he's going to turn up, if you're going to go to the trouble of bringing back Hayden and doing a Force Ghost and like going there, like I want it to be pivotal to the plot. Like if the plot revolves around something specifically that Anakin did or a relationship that he had during the Clone Wars, you know, and it's implied that these mercenary Jedi, at least Ray Stevenson, knew Anakin or at least knew of him. That somehow that taps into it, and it's all sort of there is some sort of like long-standing connection or beef or whatever. Like I want all those pieces to fit together nicely, rather than just turning up going, hey, you know, I don't even know what he's going to say. I'm just like, hey, something, you know.
How you doing?
Yeah, it's got to be some sort of like connection to, you know, why it's important that she needs to, you know, commune and that. Yeah.
What about the whole Sabine? Ahsoka master apprentice relationship. Do you think Sabine has force sensitivity now?
No.
I don't know.
Well, Chris Hall said at San Diego Con it was listed as Sabine's lightsaber.
Well, it's probably just because she probably uses it. You know,
remember she used the darksaber.
Possession is 9/10 of the law. It's like the, you know, the Rey's lightsaber until. You know, it was Luke's, and then it was Rey's, and then it, or whatever, it was Anakin's, then Luke's, then Rey's. I feel that might be a little bit of a red herring or a misdirect.
I don't know.
And just use of construction of a lightsaber, you know, doesn't mean, because after all, she did wield the darksaber well. She chose to give it to Bo-Katan, but that's, you know, a rebel's story. But she wasn't like Mando, unable to wield it. So she trained, but that doesn't necessarily mean that she was Force-sensitive.
Yeah, I mean, why not? If she wants to be Force-sensitive, then awesome. If she's got potential to do it, great. Whether it was just her helping her out to become a better warrior, you know, potentially. I'm sure it'll be explained. I mean, there's a lot of the promo stuff, and there was one of them today that I caught a little bit of, and it was all talking about Master and Apprentice. Master and Apprentice this, Master and Apprentice that. So it is sort of playing into that. So, you know, it's talking about, you know, just like, you know, Obi-Wan Qui-Gon, Obi-Wan Luke, Obi-Wan Anakin Ahsoka,
Darth Maul,
you know, all of those things. So it does sort of play into that theme, you know. Ahsoka's, you know, had a very famous master. How this kind of plays into this with Ahsoka, and if this is indeed her apprentice, or whether she's just showed her a few tricks and just said, "I'm not going to train you anymore," and Sabine took it upon herself, and now she's got to guide her again. I don't know. It's kind of implied that they haven't really been hanging out, though.
Yeah.
Like, it's a bit like getting the band. It feels like it's a bit sort of like the Blues Brothers, but getting the band back together. Like, Ahsoka's rolling up to the restaurant that Sabine's working at, and she's, you know, she's doing how much for that little girl. You know, she's doing all of that. She's reintegrating herself back into their lives to get the crew together. I love a good getting the band back together kind of thing.
Yeah. Now, I can't remember. So, am I going to have to go back and read the wikis or something about Ahsoka, what she was doing during the war? Because she went into the world between.
I don't think it's really explained where she was.
Yes, I can be your wiki. So
she went to Queensland in a dodgy
season
car.
2 of Rebels. Twyla the Apprentice. She fights Vader on Malachor.
Yep.
She then spends season 3 and 4 in the world in that sort of cave on Malachor until Ezra pulls her out of that moment and into the present day, and then she goes back to Malachor to re-engage in the current timeline, and then so that she'll come back, and then she comes back to she goes back to Malachor on the World Between Worlds, and then she comes back to in the present timeline to see Sabine. They obviously had a falling out. Time passes, and then we're back on the show now.
So is she in the World Between Worlds during the original trilogy, or is she just not accounted for?
Well, we don't know. That we don't know.
Right. I think that's the question. That was where we're wondering. I mean, it's pretty clear. Hera was with the Rebellion. Who knows what Sabine was doing? You know, Zeb was probably with the Rebellion. Kanan's obviously dead. Ahsoka conveniently is not around.
Well, we haven't got that yet, because the end of Rebels is the start of A New Hope.
Yeah, no, I get that. But, I mean, so obviously she wasn't in the movies because she didn't exist when the movies were made. But, you know, there's a lot of sort of dancing.
She's probably just looking for Ezra. I don't know.
I kind of feel like if Darth Vader's Ezra ruling the galaxy and going after, you know, Luke Skywalker, I feel like she probably might want to step in.
Well, that's why, obviously, Ezra couldn't be around when A New Hope was going on, because
I know it's all furious backpedaling to explain why people aren't at crucial moments, and I get that. And if you've got a straight timeline that you've established and you jump back and forth, like I get all of that, but I don't know, this World Between Worlds thing's got me a bit, like, this opens a whole can of weirdness. Like, it's weird enough in a cartoon.
I hope they don't use it to just engage in serious backpedaling, like just
some like wacky portal jumping that they just jump in out, and they're just jumping to a movie. Like, all of a sudden they just like jump in, and they're just like, all of a sudden they're on Naboo in the middle of like the Gungan fight or something, and there's just like Jar Jar on a tank in the background, like whizzing around. And if you're gonna do it, like, go all out. But it's just, I just feel like it opens a whole can of weirdness worms.
No, I think this is Dave Filoni's love child. He's Ahsoka's his like golden ticket. He's going to do it right.
It could Have you seen the last Indiana Jones movie, Matt?
I did.
Okay, that's right. Well, I saw it with Catherine, so I know she's seen it. But it could this be a Thrawn wants to get control of the world between worlds because he wants to go back and redo the, you know, he wants to do the galactic war his way and win this time kind of thing, you know, because he sat it out last time.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be hilarious if that's what it was? And he's just like, oh, goddamn. Like, they're both Lucasfilm projects, but they were so secretive, neither of them spoke to each other, and they've got the same plot.
and they've got brothers in the same role then.
Oh, yeah, they're right, yeah. So Thrawn is trying, yeah, so one Mikkelsen, they're both the Mikkelsen brothers, potentially trying to go back in time to correct their wars.
Yep.
Oh, that would, you know what, as dumb as that is, I
watch
love
it
that.
Now.
That would be so funny. And at the end, you're just going to like, Plony's like, yeah, we had no idea. It was too late. Although Kathleen Kennedy would know the secret, so surely... You know what? If Kathleen Kennedy let this happen, she's either an absolute genius or she deserves everything she gets in those thumbnails.
She's getting fired. Fired in the morning.
She's just let two major plots, plots play out in two different properties apart.
Can I copy your homework? Just make it look like we didn't copy.
Oh my god, that would be amazing. Yeah. Okay.
But then I'm just imagining like the Mikkelsen brothers figuring this out and just looking at each other going, hang on,
that's my movie. No, that's my TV show. And then they start fighting on the ground, start, like their brothers. They just start rolling on the ground and fighting and stuff, and their mum has to come and like hit them with a broom or something to get them to stop. That's quite funny. Yeah, I don't know. I don't like the idea of getting interfering with stuff that's happened in the past, especially in Star Wars. It opens a whole can of worms. All of a sudden, Ahsoka's like, I'm going to go back and get Anakin off that, you know, out of that room with Palpatine and try and undo all this stuff. And I just like,
imagine it turns to that stuff. That Simpsons episode where Homer goes back in time and keeps touching things. And
yeah,
then...
with the toaster. Yeah.
It's just one eight hour version of that.
Oh my God. Save us now. But yeah. But again, like maybe you got to swing for the fences on this kind of stuff. I don't know. What else have we got? Obviously, we've got the ghost. We're going to see that. What's his name? Who was the guy with the mutton chops? Callus?
Alexander Callus, yes.
Yeah, maybe we'll see him. Who else is in that show? We said Hondo.
Mon Mothma?
Yeah, well, there you go. Mon Mothma, that's the connect. And I was talking to Strutt the other day about this, that this is like a... actor overtaking another actor's role who was previously established in the role, timeline-wise. So, like, Mon Mothma was always before Return of the Jedi Mon Mothma. Now she's leapfrogged Return of the Jedi. Yeah, yeah, that's interesting. And what's her deal? What's her involvement? Is that going to throw people off, casual viewers who are just like, isn't this the lady from the Andor show we just watched and now we're seeing her again? Or is it just, you know...
Well, she's progressed through the rebellion. We might see some crossover here from, we might see Thrawn in Andor. What do you think, Catherine?
She's like,
stay out of my show!
Keep your nonsense out of my show.
Bossart said it'd be great to see Thrawn in Andor. And I could just, I'm sure Catherine was cringing when he said that.
If we got the five seasons as originally planned of Andor, I think there'd be more likelihood of seeing Thrawn or, you know, Krennic, Tarkin, all of the Imperials in the lead up to the Death Star would see more, you know, with the ISB and Thrawn and all of that. In all seriousness, if we had got the five seasons, I'd be thinking, yeah, it's likely. Now that we're the one season... I don't know.
Savor it for the cream.
If we can get Krennic, Krennic's the big one I want for Andor. I want it bad. But we've got some good Imperials on Andor. Like, come on. How good are the Imperials?
Who was your favourite Imperial?
Deirdre.
Yeah, Deirdre. She's evil.
All right, we're veering into Andor gushing again here. we've only got 10 minutes left here, you guys. We've established Mon Mothma's turning up, so the New Republic in some shape or form is going to be involved in this. Again, how much these people are on the fringes, it seems, I don't know. I don't know. We only know for sure that Zeb's part of it. It seems like you said, the rest of the band are broken up. They're all sort of doing their own thing.
I think they're setting the stage for the New Republic being fairly ineffective, that Mon Mothma's sort of hands tied with a committee. And I think in the books, by this stage, she's meant to be ill and very sick. So, you know, I think we'll be starting to see that, well, the New Republic, we've already started to see the New Republic's not all it's cracked up to be. And so this will probably lead to whatever Thrawn's plan is,
destabilization, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. I think there'll be a lot of big picture stuff going on, leading up to the movie and whatever else is happening in all these other shows. There'll be a smaller, more personal story, I think, in running, which will involve Ahsoka, something to do with these mercenary Jedis, probably a tie back to Anakin Skywalker somehow running through. Ezra's involved somehow or another. The Ghost Crew. What about Kanan? Are we going to get much Kanan, even if it's like a little hologram of Freddie Prinze with a goatee somewhere, you know, that Jason Sindula is looking at?
Yeah, I don't think we're going to see Kanan. No. Freddie Prinze Jr. had some pretty negative comments.
But he's a pretty savvy bloke, Freddie Prinze. I think he can say what he needs to say to keep people off the scent.
Yeah. You may not need to actually have Freddie Prinze. You could have
You could have anyone else. I mean, it kind of feels like he looks close enough where you could do it. Yeah. He could pass for Kanan without too much trouble.
Freddie Prinze Jr. has no interest in returning to the role in any capacity.
That just sounds like he's going to do it. Why? It
that sounds like corporate mumbo jumbo.
That just sounds like toeing the company line, saying what you need to say.
That's what Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield said.
Yeah, exactly. That's like Andrew Garfield had to sit there and eat it for months from people telling him he was going to be Spider-Man again. And he's, you know, he basically had to say he hated Spider-Man. Look, they're not going to bring him back from the dead. I don't know if Kanan can force Ghost or not. Probably not. I mean, maybe that could be quite a nice point of contention, that basically Ahsoka's like, I can talk to my old master. And Hera's like, well, I can't talk to Kanan, so bully for you, I guess.
But Kanan had a voice at the end of Rise of Skywalker, so did Ahsoka, so maybe.
All the Jedi did, because that was the point.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily mean that they were all, you know, they all do something, but it doesn't mean that they can, you know. This could be a recording. It could just be, this is a previous recording. I cannot give you any more information, Ray. I think his presence will loom in it, obviously. Just the fact that it seems like Jason Sindula is going to be in it, with brown hair or green hair or whatever, however that's going to work.
Why does his hair matter? I don't understand all this.
Well, it doesn't. That's why it's funny.
He can have any hair he wants.
Yeah. I think it was more that for some weird reason he had green hair because his mum had green skin. which just seems ridiculous in itself. But anyway, Star Wars genetics. What a thing. Right. Well, all will be revealed next week. First episode. Runtime, Matt, what are you predicting?
It's out. 1 hour 36, episode 1 and 2.
That's two episodes, 50. Though. So what's that?
51 for episode 1 and 38 for episode 2.
Whoa, that's a drop.
What?
38. From 51 to 38.
I think so. It was 1 hour 36 of, in total.
Of content.
Of content, yeah. So that's 51 and 38 of actual screen time, not including the 6 minutes of credits.
How are you going to be able to watch that in your car, on your phone, between pickups?
I don't know. You're going to have to wait until I'm available.
Could be a late one.
It's definitely going to be a late one for the first one. It's 1 hour and a half. What time's it dropping our time? 7 p.m. or 5 p.m.?
I think it's 5 at this time of year. It's 5 o'clock. Yeah, good luck.
What time is it in LA
trying
now?
Trying to watch it then.
It's 4:45 a.m. So yeah, it would be 5 p.m.
Okay, so 4:52 is when it comes out. Okay, no, 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 it always comes 8 minutes before the hour. Remember?
Does it?
It does.
Okay, I'm glad you're all over it. Well, that's good. Dropping the first two in an eight episode run. I guess they did that for Obi-Wan though, didn't they? And that was only six.
Six. So and then and there was another one within the next 3 days. You had half the season.
Oh, that's right. Because I was in the airport, flying home when my flight was delayed, and I had enough time to download it on the airport Wi-Fi.
Hmm.
I was tucked up in my bed at Disneyland. Watching it.
There you go. It wasn't free though, was it? You still had to use your login, didn't you, at Disney?
Yeah, so I had to, with my Disney Plus and all my streaming, I had to throw it onto the TV there.
So the TV just doesn't have free range Disney Plus for every person who stays in the room.
Nope.
Oh, thanks a lot,
that's
Bobby.
That's ridiculous. They should be offering that to everyone.
Maybe they want you out of your room so you go out to the park and spend money.
Yeah. People just go to Disneyland and watch Disney Plus in the room.
It's got free Disney Plus. It's like, how much did you pay for the room? It's like, it doesn't matter. I sat in there all day and watched Disney Plus. I watched Mary Poppins Returns on repeat.
For free.
Cool. All right. Well, exciting times. New Star Wars. New show.
New content,
a world of possibilities. Who knows what's going to happen, really?
Supreme backpedaling.
Some supreme backpedaling. There'll be some sizzle. There'll be a few moments where we'll just be like, what the heck is going on in here? I'm curious to see where they go with this thing. But hey, new Star Wars, we'll take it. We'll take new Star Wars every day of the week. Cool, guys. Anything you want to add before we sign off here?
I'm pumped. Bring on the blue. Give me the blue man group.
Catherine, anything you want to add here?
Yeah, I want to see some chiss.
Multiple chiss?
It'll be good. See, I'm really interested in the chiss ascendancy, the Skywalkers in the chiss. Eli Vanto, like the offsider that we have in the Thrawn novels. Yes. I want all the Thrawn.
All right. Well, ask and you shall receive. It's been a long time coming, Matt. You'll get your moment. You've taken your little thing off. You're taking your thing off your lapel.
I've got to put it back in the case.
You've just got to wait. Well, we'll see what... You'll have the blue makeup on next week. So, we'll sign off there. Thank you, guys. Hopefully, we'll see you next week. We might have Dale with us next week, or we might have other guests depending on who's around, who wants to do it, all that kind of business, who can, who can't, all that kind of stuff. So thank you guys, we'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye.